It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. Well, last night, the San Antonio Spurs beat the Portland Trail Blazers and advanced to the Western Conference Finals. The team, sometimes derided as the old men of basketball, the most boring in the game, is on track to nab a fifth national championship. So they must be doing something, right? In fact, UT San Antonio business professor Mark Lenick Hall argues they're doing so much right, business managers could learn a thing or two from how the Spurs get the job done. Professor, color me dubious. Pro basketball and American business don't seem to have much in common.
Yeah, but in some ways they do. And if you think about the current marketplace, it's highly competitive, especially in knowledge-based industries and some of the internet companies, where every little edge that you can get makes a difference. And if you compare that with this year's playoffs, there's a lot of parity in the league, which means that a lot of teams have equally good talent. You could probably say the same thing about companies that are out there in the marketplace, that a lot of them have equally good talent, so they have to look for other ways to get that competitive advantage.
And you put together a list of 8 things to help you manage your team like the Spurs. Build teams around key employees. Give us an example.
The way the Spurs do it is they've had at least 3 key players since 2001, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker. And those guys have played together now 13 years, which I think is the longest in the league. And this provides a certain stability to the team and a core which they can build around. In business, you can think of product teams and other kinds of management-oriented teams where you have A players or the kind of key employees that the Spurs have. And these are the people that, like the Spurs, you invest more in them, you pay more for them, you do more to retain them, you do more to develop them. These are the people that kind of make things zing, and so you really want to take care of them.
Here's another point that you have. Identify talent that other companies overlook. How are the Spurs any different from anyone else in the NBA?
I think one thing that the Spurs do really fantastic is to enact this kind of strategic approach to managing their players. They're able to find those undervalued players that are out there in the leagues that are sometimes playing, especially in foreign markets, and find the ones that have the particular skill set and kind of character and personalities that they believe will fit in with their other players, and they bring them in. And they've had a phenomenal success with doing that. Same thing with companies. I often talk about how many companies hire college students, and they oftentimes recruit from only certain quality institutions like Ivy League schools.
Sure.
Or some others.
Sure.
And instead, if you look at even schools like where I am at University of Texas at San Antonio, we have some fantastic students that are the equivalent of the diamonds in the rough that companies that overlook and don't hire at places like our university are really selling themselves short. So the same kind of strategy that the Spurs do in the foreign markets with players, businesses can do in their own competitive marketplaces.
Their coach, Greg Popovich, is notoriously surly, at least to the media. I mean, I'm not sure.
Yes.
I would want my manager to be that grumpy. So if we're borrowing business lessons, what do you make of Pop?
The surly thing, I think, is more of a dramatic thing. I think he enjoys doing that. I mean, personally, I think he's a very modest man and a modest manager. He's not the kind of braggy type of celebrity that you often see in these venues. I think what the players really respect, and one reason why they are so loyal and committed to him, is that he cares about them personally. He frequently keeps out players who, when they injure themselves, he'll keep them out a longer period of time. He's concerned not only about their ability to come back and be resilient in a future game, but their own personal careers. And he knows that when people come back too early, that can shorten a career. And I think players, they feel like, you know, here's a guy who cares about me personally. And that engenders a fierce kind of loyalty.
So, business managers, you want to manage your team like the Spurs? We've got a link to Professor Lenick Hall's 8 tips at texasstandard.org. Mark Lenick Hall is a professor of management with the College of Business at UT San Antonio. Thanks so much for coming in and chatting with us.
Thank you very much. Love talking to you. And go Spurs, go.
For the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown, KUT News.